Zambia's Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Christopher Yaluma, is leading Zambia's delegation to the upcoming China International Import Expo. He says that compared to the first Import Expo, which was held last year, an increasing number of local companies will be taking part, especially small and medium enterprises.
This time, there's been a lot of interest from the SMEs because they've seen now an opportunity where they can now grow their small businesses into some big businesses. The number of private sector following us has grown. This will be bigger. I can assure you it will be bigger year by year. And, you know, this is the only way we can let our small-scale farmers, small-scale industries, small-scale miners pave their way into the international market.
14 firms from Zambia took part in last year's expo. That number has almost tripled, with 40 firms registered to take part this year. Yaluma said the significant rise in the number of companies coming to Shanghai is due to the tangible benefits that flowed to the participants last year.
We were privileged to be given a quota with about $90 million US dollars for honey. They also extended us to supply them with pig trotters, which I think for a start, that was a very, very good start. The government of the Republic of Zambia does acknowledge this gesture and takes it up very, very seriously.
Yaluma hailed China's efforts in deepening its reforms and opening up, saying it provides plenty of development opportunities for other countries, including Zambia.
I would like to thank the Chinese government for being so considerate to allow Zambia in our own way penetrate their market for our products, which I think it means a lot to the Zambian people and it means a lot to the Zambian government, because that will create our more desired foreign exchange that will also help create employment for our people.
Zambia will be a guest of honor at this year's expo. China is currently Zambia's second largest trading partner. Trade between the two countries was worth more than $5 billion last year, an increase of 34% on the previous year. For the Beijing Hour, this is Gao Jingya.